is a Fox News alert on track to avoid a rail strike. I'm Lisa Brady. The U.S. Senate just voting to approve a measure that forces rail unions to accept a tentative agreement four of them had rejected. A separate bill also passed by the House already would have added seven paid sick days that failed in the Senate.
I made it really clear I'm going to continue to fight for paid leave for not only rail workers, but for all American workers.
President Biden defending his call to impose the tentative deal, arguing it's a much better deal for union members for now, and that a strike would be catastrophic to the U.S. economy. Some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle did raise concern about interfering with the union process, but again, already passed by the House and now also by the Senate, a deal to avoid a rail strike by imposing a tentative agreement on all of the rail unions will be headed to the president's desk. The president's plan to cancel some student loan debt still on hold. The U.S. Supreme Court now planning to hear arguments on that in February. The president says he's willing to tweak parts of his signature domestic spending law to address concerns it puts French companies at a disadvantage.
French President Emmanuel Macron has called Buy American provisions of the Inflation Reduction Act aggressive and says other European allies share concerns. In a news conference with Macron, President Biden said he won't apologize for the law, but
there's obviously going to be glitches in it and need to reconcile changes in it.
The president said tweaks can be made to ensure free trade exemptions are made for U.S. allies, but adds,
the essence of it is we're going to make sure that the United States continues, and just as I hope Europe will be able to continue, not to have to rely on anybody else's supply chain.
The Inflation Reduction Act incentivizes American-made climate technology like electric vehicles.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Dow down 193 at the bell. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping the breaking news, the U.S. Senate agreeing with the House and sending a bill to the president that will avoid a rail strike. A new survey finds plunging confidence in the U.S. military, blamed partly on a perception it's become overly politicized. A national defense survey by the Ronald Reagan Institute finds less than half, 48%, say they have a great deal of trust and confidence in the military. 4 years ago, that number was 70%.
One of the clearest findings from these Reagan Institute surveys is that Americans' willingness to serve in the military is also on the decline. 26% of respondents say they are not willing to serve at all. Just 13% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they are extremely or very willing to join the military. Americans' views on U.S. military priorities overseas emerge pretty clearly in these surveys as well. About three-quarters of respondents say China is a U.S. enemy. That's up from 55% back in 2018.
Fox's Jillian Turner. More than 8 in 10 say Russia is an enemy, up from about two-thirds just last year. Crunch time for the U.S. Postal Service delivering holiday packages after having some trouble keeping up with online shopping deliveries during the pandemic. Now they have more than 100,000 new full-time employees and new machines.
USPS says it's the most ready it's ever been. Tampa plant manager Megan Conley says,
We're staffed up and our workforce is ready to go, be able to deliver on time for our customers.
Conley says Cyber Monday kicked off the holiday rush as one of their busiest days so far.
We're definitely seeing the surge with the online purchases and orders. I think that this year is trending up to be one of our largest yet.
The Postal Service can now process up to 60 million packages per day compared to 53 million last holiday season. In Tampa, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
Recapping Wall Street, a mixed finish overall. The Dow down 194 to start December, but the NASDAQ finishes higher. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.